new ideas for a new process. I'm Melissa Patrick. Millersburg Village Council is looking at how discussion flows at their meetings. At the last Millersburg Village Council meeting, there was discussion from Mayor Kelly Hoffe and Council about different changes to how they look at old business and new business, and encouraging guests wanting to speak to let Council know ahead of time. And Mayor Kelly Hoffe shared that she and Councilwoman Andrea Kellogg had discussed how this would look.
In my mind, old business has always been things we talked about before. New business has been things we've never talked about before. But I think that we need to change the way that we look at that and have old business be things that we need to make a decision on or take off the table, and new business be things that we can have time to think about and talk to people and make decisions.
She would share how that would work.
I think that items that don't need an immediate vote, we put in the new business. Things that you guys aren't interested in, we just take that out of old business. So when we go into old business, you know, and maybe, like, if I bring traffic lights into old business, then we need to do something about it.
Mayor Hoffe would share another idea that she was considering, which was having each of the council members have an area of focus or expertise.
This would involve taking responsibility for researching best practices, investigating how similar issues are addressed in other municipalities, staying informed on developments within that topic. The goal would be, so when items are brought before council with your topic, we have a designated member who can speak knowledgeably and provide informed guidance for all of council. So this would strengthen our decision making, but it would also allow council members to be recognized for their leadership and their accomplishments in those areas.
She gave some potential topics on what could be some areas of focus.
Paving the roads and sidewalks would be one. Traffic flow, investigating other towns, their solutions. Parking, possible additional parking spots, handicapped spot usage, parks and cemetery suggestions, personnel ready suggestions, openings, strategic initiative implementation, and trailer park with current problems, tax incentive sales suggestions. So those are just seven areas that I came up with that we have all been dealing with. So you guys can think about that and see if that is something that you would be interested in.
Kellogg would add to the idea of having a focus by sharing that she'd like to utilize a form that is currently in the council rules book.
So the form says name, address, telephone number, business organization which you represent, item for discussion or consideration, action which you request council to take. This kind of feeds into right what you're saying. So in the right world, somebody knows they're coming to a council meeting to address something. They fill out this form, and it gets presented to all of us. So we have a chance to know what they're going to be saying.
She says that even if someone decides at the last minute they are coming to address council, the forms could still be in the lobby, and they could fill it out and present it before the meeting is called to order. If the form is filled out prior to the meeting enough, it can be sent to the appropriate member of council to look into. Councilman Tom Vaughn commented that it's a decision council has to make to do.
That's what happened before. They had forms, but then, well, some came in, we're not going to make them do it.
Well, that's wrong. Who decided that?
What?
Who decided that somebody didn't have to follow the rules?
They didn't want to turn somebody away that had a problem. I'm just saying that we have to decide we're going to use it if we can implement it. And then stick to that.
I'm all for it.
Again, it doesn't mean somebody still can't address council.
Right.
But they have to complete
the form.
And prior councils have not been willing to do that. So if that's, I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
Solicitor Bob Hines told council that if you have rules, you need to follow the rules.
And if you're not going to follow the rules, you shouldn't have the rules.
Absolutely.
If you're not going to follow them.
Right.
Now, the presiding officer is the one that's going to be the gatekeeper, and you're going to piss some people off. I'm sorry to use that phrase.
No, that's the word.
I already do.
You're elected. If you're elected, you've already learned that.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
So, but, and I think it's great to have rules and everybody knows the rules and everybody follows the rules.
Mayor Hoffe says that as she greets people at the door, if she sees someone that may not have filled out a form, she can talk to them about it. Vaughn says that by knowing what is being brought to council, they can slow things down to better address topics when council is more informed and prepared. Mayor Hoffe told council to think about all the new ideas and see how they want to move forward with them. The next meeting of Millersburg Village Council will be tonight at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, and for the months of June, July, and August, council will only meet on the second Monday of the month. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday 4 accidents, 24 incidents, and this arrest. Justin Lee McQuillan of Lexington, who was arrested and charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs times 2, seatbelt driver, and drive left of center or improper pass. One of the inmates who escaped from a Franklin County facility is back behind bars. Michael Norton was booked into the Franklin County Jail just yesterday. He is charged with felony escape. Mark Long and Nico Burton are still not in custody. They escaped alongside Norton and Jeremy Bowen last month. Bowen was captured 5 days after the escape. If you see Long or Burton, please call police. The Morrow County prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty in the case of a man who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy on Memorial Day. A neighbor walked up to Morrow County Sheriff's Deputy Daniel Weston Shearer and warned him that his neighbor Brian Wilson had been drinking, arguing with family members, and had a gun. Less than a minute after Deputy Shearer walked up to the deck, he was shot and killed. A grand jury indicted Wilson on 14 charges Friday morning. Morrow County Prosecutor Andrew Wicks says he will fight for justice for Deputy Shearer. Wilson is being held on a $5 million bond. His next court appearance has not been scheduled. Two former officials in Northeast Ohio will not learn their fates today. Convicted East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King and former City Councilman Ernest Smith's sentencing hearings have been delayed. Today's hearing has been changed and sentencing will not take place. Both King and Smith's new sentencing date will be selected during today's hearing at 10:30 a.m. King faces up to 54 months in prison, while Smith faces a maximum of 18 months. And finally, a cat stuck in a tree in Defiance for almost a week has been rescued. The man who rescued the cat drove 3 hours to Defiance from Canton. His name is Ryan, and he owns a tree service company. The rescue took 2 hours. The tree sits on a neighbor's property who wasn't allowing anyone up without insurance. The homeowner made that decision after an incident between him and a tree climber who he let try to rescue Hayes a few days ago. Luckily, Ryan was licensed and able to save the day. A private attorney in Toledo tells WTOL-TV that under the doctrine of private necessity, someone may enter another person's property to retrieve their personal belongings, but they still could be responsible for any damages. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.